The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now, live from Hard Rock Casino Rockford. So, I see 6 or 7 tables of folks that I don't think they're here expressly for us.
No, it's a perk for them.
For lunch.
Yeah.
They're going to go play some slots.
They were lucky to run into us here today. Yes.
Have you gone down there to recruit them, get them signed up, you know, subscribe to the YouTube channel, you know, all the great things that come with being a fan of the show? They can mention us in their obituary. Well, lots of stuff they can do.
I haven't. That feels like it would be an invasion of their...
Their
time, their lunch. Like, I don't want to disturb everyone's lunchtime here at the Hard Rock Cafe.
Or
you think I should?
You do you, man. You do you.
That sounds like what you would say when my opinion disagrees with what your opinion is.
There might be something to that opinion.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of opinions, you went over to the sports book.
I did.
Now, the last time we were here, you went over to the sports book, and you put down a couple shekels.
I sure did.
On the Indiana Pacers reaching the NBA Finals. Not winning, reaching.
Big win.
So now that they've already reached that, have you already received
your payout?
What'd
they pay out on that?
Payout.
I forgot what the odds were.
You put 20 on it, right?
Yeah, I put 20 on it, and I got...
500?
How much did it come out? 90-ish back. So it was
bad.
They were up 1-0 over the Cavs when I put that wager
that turns out it
feel pretty good.
God, the NBA playoffs are too long.
They had the best odds of anyone.
Three
in the
months
East.
Into this thing already, like let's.
It's like it's whole new second season. Yeah.
Okay.
So that was one. I did put a couple of Packers wagers down back
then
in May.
Or, okay.
When we were here.
And what were those?
I forgot. I didn't bring them with
good
me.
Stuff.
I had Jaden Daniels less passing yards
details.
For the season.
Nice.
I believe I took the Packers to win the NFC North, and it was before the schedule came out. Because I thought when the schedule came out, it might look more favorable for the Packers. So I should go and check if that number has changed.
Shifted.
Since the schedule came out, right. But I did go over because Tausch sent me on a very important mission.
Well, now we know why you're here today.
For his wager.
And they've got really good burgers here.
Yes, that's good, too. So the Green Bay Packers
win total.
Okay.
And I also surveyed our fans who came out to join
Love
us
it.
Here. The Coffee
Everybody
Club.
Everybody or just the ones that were here
earlier. No, just the ones who were here earlier. Yeah. I could ask the people here now, but I don't know if they would have a strong opinion.
They're still here.
Mostly the people in Packers attire. I asked those people. Over under win total.
It is overalls.
It is set here at the Hard Rock Sportsbook at 9.5 wins. You thought 9.5 would be juicy because you thought there's no way they don't get 10 wins.
I don't see any way the Packers lose this game.
I would say 5 out of 8 surveyed Wilde and Tausch Packers fans at the Hard Rock Casino Rockford today said, yes, I'm on Team Tausch, hammer the over. That means the other 3.
So if I put 100 on that, what do I win? Is it just 100? Because that's not that sexy.
I think it would be about even money. I think it'd be about even money.
That's not as sexy as that. Like,
the other 3,
plus
when I asked them,
the slip. That's when, the part that makes me nervous.
When I asked them, "Do you want to join Team Tausch, hammering the owner?" They all gave me the same universal hand gesture, which was,
maybe it was the use of the word hammering.
Maybe. Could be. They went, I don't know about that line.
I don't know, Jim.
So there's some that think the schedule is difficult. There's a
it
lot
is.
Of...
Well, the schedule is difficult. The beginning and end is difficult. They got a little soft underbelly in the middle that they need to hammer.
I think the number one skepticism of the Packers reaching 10 wins on the season is that Jair Alexander is now gone. And there are
he
a lot
was
of
never gonna be bad.
But there are a lot of teams on the schedule that have great franchise cornerstone wide receivers.
Okay,
Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase. You can go down the list. There's
Amon
a lot of those.
Ross, St. Brown.
So are the Packers good enough either in the secondary or up front, getting to the quarterback? To avoid that being a problem and getting torched and losing games because they're not good enough on defense.
Well, we'll find out.
Great.
We'll find out.
Great take there, old
Thank
T.
You for your insight.
Well, I mean, I told you over. What else do you want me to say? I think yes.
So you,
but you can have concerns. There are concerns. There's always concerns. They're not a perfect team. They're flawed. Cincinnati's flawed. Minnesota's flawed.
I don't think
Detroit's flawed.
Is Detroit flawed?
Yes.
Now we just don't know. They're not flawed.
Beyond.
I don't think their defense is everything. Listen, man, their defense is fine.
They have Aiden Hutchinson.
They were missing nine guys last year.
Nine guys.
Yeah, that's fine. I remember when they were fully healthy a couple years ago that somebody went up there on Thanksgiving and ate the turkey.
A couple years ago is a lifetime ago.
Drank
from what I've been told about the NFL.
No, it is. But a lot of the same core folks. Now they have a different group. They'll probably do things a little differently.
With a different coordinator.
Yes, concern level with the defensive backfield and the pass rush. I get it.
Is Philadelphia flawed now?
Philadelphia.
They lost a bunch of their guys from up front from that pass rush.
Their pass rush will have to reinvent itself. But I am thinking Philadelphia should be the heavy favorite, and they should be. And I don't have any problem with that. Green Bay will have its hands full with Philly, but they're playing them at home.
What about, and again, they're not on the regular season schedule, what about the Rams? Does it feel like they are retooling to a point that you are going to be concerned about them again? Because
well, they'll be good, but is their quarterback's like 38 years old. Let's see. Let's see.
I have another number for you.
Okay. If it's even, I think it's going to be close to even. I don't love that.
This next one is not even money.
Oh, I like that.
Jordan Love MVP odds.
Okay.
You were very curious about that.
Yes.
You were very curious.
What did you say you wanted to see it at?
2,500.
Jordan Love plus 2,500 at the Hard Rock Sportsbook to win NFL MVP. That is the same odds as which other quarterback?
Joe Burrow.
No.
No.
Burrow has the
Jared Goff.
No, Goff is actually more of a
Malik
underdog.
Willis.
He's more of an underdog.
Yeah, Jared Goff's plus 3,000.
He finished fifth in the balloting last year.
That's what I was told.
Jordan Love.
Kyler Murray.
No. Brock.
Brock
Purdy. Jordan Love and Brock
Purdy,
same odds.
If San Fran bounces back, people will be glazing Brock. Feel pretty good about that.
The eight players
I'll
with
dunk on him.
And hammering him.
The eight players with better odds than Jordan Love to win the MVP.
There's only eight players.
Yeah. Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Jaden Daniels, Jalen Hurts, Justin Herbert.
Hurts, donuts.
And C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, I agree with Riley. Stroud, no interest.
I think that was for your Hertz donut joke.
Oh, even better.
Tomato.
I think at 2,500-1, I like that. Because let me tell you something. You win those first two games.
It's not 2,500-1, right? It's 25.
It's plus 2,500. So you would
you put 100, you get 25.
Bet 100 to win 2,500.
Because if I only have to bet $1 to win $2,500.
That would be a little different, yes.
I thought you understood. I should have.
Again, this is not my strength.
I understand.
Just want
to
be accurate.
So here's what I'm going to do. I am going to give... I don't. Can we talk about this on air? I don't know the rules.
Where we are right now.
I think if you steer clear of all things college, I think you're fine.
Yeah.
I am going to, as a show, we are going to put, and I will fund it, I'm going to put $100 in, and we will pick what we want. I feel like the 100 will get doubled if we do the 9.5.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's juice is squeezy enough or juicy enough to squeeze, however you want to frame it.
Juice is squeezy enough.
So do we go 50 there and then go 50 on J-Love? Is there something else that you like? Packer-related, because let's be honest. That's what we do.
Division win? You said you got to be Kings of the North again.
I think that's a coin toss. So are we getting numbers on that?
I'll go check what the odds are today.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I bet on last time we were here.
Okay.
We're going to play trivia while Jesse goes back to the sports book to check on these, and then he can be back for Will Riley.
Jordan Love MVP is intriguing because the numbers so good.
Yeah.
I think he – let me tell you this. Do I think sitting here June 18th that, yes, he's going to be the – no.
Okay.
But do I think the way things fall, and if they find some big wins and he elevates – he plays like he did that last 8 weeks of 23. He's the MVP.
Yeah.
Because here's the deal.
He's the best quarterback in football, so yes.
If they win the North, and even if Philly's the one seed, I don't think Jalen Hurts is going to put the numbers up that are going to dictate him to get MVP. Lamar Jackson, people are already like, ah, he's already got two.
He's also politicking for Jair Alexander, I noticed.
Josh Allen just got it last year. Mahomes is going to have to be like ice cream on top of ice cream on top of ice cream cake in order to get it. So you're already whittling three to four guys. Probably they need to be like superhuman. If Jordan Love is really good, that's why I think that's a little squeezy and a little juicy. It's a little juicy and a little squeezy.
Good logic.
Thanks.
All right. Jesse is going to go to the Hard Rock Casino Rockford Sportsbook and get some more potential wagers for us. You're just going to tell us about the Hard Rock Casino Rockford so folks can come down here in the 58 minutes it takes from Sun Prairie.
58 minutes that it took me this morning driving down I-90, and we're here. It is filling up. Slot machines everywhere. Table games. Right now, Hard Rock Casino Rockford, over 175,000 square feet of gaming and entertainment space. We're at a Bradshaw's, and I don't know who else is coming. Who's the other one?
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart. Got all that great entertainment space.
Stained.
Stained is coming. Jason will be down here. 1,300 slot machines, 50 live table games, a sports book that we are, as a show, going to put a little something on, and a rock shop. And if you're hungry, Jason's already got a burger half in his mouth. You got the Hard Rock Cafe, Council Oaks Steaks and Seafood, Bricked Italian Kitchen. One of these times I need to get down here late and get to this UU Noodle Bar. I've heard nothing but rave reports about that. The Hard Rock Live Entertainment Venue, also a 23,000 square foot premium concert and event space that will hold up to 2,000 guests. Again, from Madison, 58 minutes to get down here to Hard Rock Casino Rockford, a premier entertainment destination just off of I-90. Again, that is Rockford, Illinois.
All right, we're going to play trivia. Did you oversee this, or did Riley do it on his ride back from Wrigleyville?
Riley had a late night. I oversaw Wilde and Tausch trivia, and it is Wisconsin Geography Wednesday.
Oh, so I guess I'll be doing the work.
Once again today.
Ooh, all right.
Joshy just sent us something that's – I don't know if that's going to be available.
We will find out, and we'll play trivia first. Jesse – or no, you know what? Riley – you're running the show back at the ranch at the Everlight Solar.
Riley Cyrus, am I right?
I don't know. After your late night at Cubs Brewers, do you want like a high number of caller, or would you like to be like caller like four?
You know, in honor of Isaac Collins, he had the best game last night for the Brewers, gave me some hope. We're going to go with caller number six.
Yeah.
Is that the number he
was? Yeah, why are Isaac's called Zeke's?
Or eyes.
Should have gone with 32 for the Miz.
All right, caller six right now, 844-770.
58 for the amount of minutes it takes to get from the greater Madison area to Rockford.
Caller six, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller six plays trivia next. That's Wilde and Tausch. Wilde and Tausch rolls on live from Hard Rock Casino Rockford. I'll tell you this, there are, in my price range, there are nickel slots around the corner, and there's a lot of people over there.
Yeah?
I was thinking maybe if I could spare a few minutes before I have to hurry back for some exciting Summer League basketball action, I might throw a few nickels in there. I don't think they actually put nickels at this point. No, that shows my knowledge. We need to play trivia. Let's get ready for that, which, of course, is brought to us by Vortex Golf.
Wilde and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Vortex Golf. Rangefinders you can bet on.
Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Dwayne in a bigger truck than previously, but he was in a bigger truck last time, so does that mean it's an even bigger truck?
It keeps getting bigger every time.
So do you think
time.
It gets higher or longer?
I don't know. We'll ask Dwayne. Dwayne, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen. Doing awesome.
Okay, continue to drive safely as you answer these questions about Wisconsin geography with a Vortex Golf prize pack on the line. Question number one is this. Which city home to the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, hosts the WIAA State Baseball Tournament taking place this week. Is it Appleton, Stevens Point, or hopefully not where Tausch's team played in that youth tournament last weekend that he was complaining about so much?
That would be Appleton.
I do believe technically the stadium is in Grand Chute.
So it's not even right.
That.
But we will accept Appleton.
Appleton adjacent. By the way, Muskego beat up on Sun Prairie East on knocked him out of the tournament. Yep.
That is a conflict for me because I currently live in Sun Prairie but used to live in Muskego, and
so
I love
both.
So if
you'd have gone to the game, who would you have rooted for?
Just baseball. WIA.
No, you would have rooted for Muskego.
I would have Rob Lowe'd it.
All right, question two. That's a good reference that not a lot of people are going to get.
Thank you.
Question number two, Dwayne, is this. The Wisconsin Automotive Museum, home to the largest collection of antique cars and trucks in the state, is located in which Wisconsin city? Is it in Kenosha, Columbus, or Hartford?
Boy, oh boy. Let's go with Hartford.
Tausch?
I'm going to say Kenosha.
One of you is right. Hartford. Fortunately, it's Dwayne.
Hartford?
Yes.
Hartford.
Hartford. I did not know
they
that.
Advanced. They won. They beat Hortonville.
Orioles.
Is this all tied in with the state baseball tournament?
No. But coincidentally, the Muskego Sun Prairie East thing did relate to question one. And for question two, we went to the Wisconsin Automotive Museum with my dad on Father's Day over the weekend.
Oh, so it relates more to
so
Jesse's
that was,
life.
You know, from my experience. So I guess, yes, my life
is
impacting
these.
He is a big car guy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does he get a bigger truck than Dwayne?
No.
All right.
No.
Does he get 47.2 miles per gallon on the highway?
Not, all right, not in the van three. They still have.
Question
tell you that
three,
much.
Dwayne,
you know,
wood is
paneling?
No.
I love those old wood panels.
It might as well.
Question three, Dwayne, is this. Which of these Wisconsin cities is located west of Interstate 39? So picture your map in your head. Which of these Wisconsin cities is located west of I-39? Perhaps you're driving on I-39 right now, Dwayne. Is it Cambridge, Milton, or Edgerton? Cambridge, Milton, or Edgerton, which is located west of I-39?
Tausch really has his thinking face
he
on
does.
For this one.
It's a thinking face.
Well, I grew up in Cambridge, so I'm going to guess Edgerton.
Tausch?
I think so. It's on the right-hand side of the road, which would be west. So I'm going to say yes. Very tough question.
That was not for Dwayne.
Because they're all
grown
in
up
the same
in Cambridge.
Boat. Like, they're right there. Boom.
Dwayne, an impressive performance. 3 for 3. That means you've got 4 entries into the drawing on Friday to win a Vortex Golf prize pack. Drive safely on the roads, and thanks for your loyalty to the show, buddy. We appreciate you.
Yep, love the show. Love you guys.
That is Dwayne. Wildy and Tausch.
Love Dwayne. Never know what truck he's driving either. So
big one. Fun.
Sometimes bigger than others. Yeah. All right. Jesse, Wonelly is next. Is it Wonelly or is it Wo'Riley?
It could be a combination of both. Because
a poo-poo platter.
I would like to hear about Riley's night out in the bleachers in Wrigley last night.
I would,
night,
too. So,
it could be a combination of both.
Okay. Well, we'll all find out together live from Hard Rock Casino Rockford. By the way, the Rock Shop is open now. So if you want to get a T-shirt or something,
yeah.
They weren't open when we arrived because we got here so early, but it is open now.
Coors Light would look pretty good in one of those mugs.
It would indeed. Lots of great merch in there as well. More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around. I know Jesse has some questions for Riley about his trip to Wrigley. I am very curious about a social media posting where he looked very irritated and there was someone with turquoise nail polish in the background. It was a whole thing. He'll have to explain that during Whoa, Riley.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
All right, guys, fire away. What do you got from my experience in the Wrigley Field bleachers?
So Tausch said there's no better place to be when you're in your 20s than a Friday afternoon in the bleachers at Wrigley Field enjoying
sun splash with Coors Light.
How about a Tuesday evening?
I bet Tuesday evening is pretty good, too.
Tuesday evening was solid.
I have also spent a Tuesday evening in my 20s in the Wrigley bleachers, and I did not enjoy it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not?
You're 60 years old.
I think the stadium is underwhelming. I think it's overrated. I think it's difficult to get to and very expensive to try and get to.
Riley, how did you have? What kind of night did you have?
I didn't enjoy. Yeah, and
Ed Helm sucks.
And the Cubs fans weren't very nice to me when I was at Wrigley Field. And
oh,
I wasn't very nice to them.
So the Cubs fans.
Yeah.
That's interesting because I totally agree. It's expensive. It's annoying to get to. The bleachers
Isn't
are just
there a
general
train
admission.
That takes you right to it.
That's part of the like AmFam Field. You get to go right into the parking lot. You can get the grill out. You can play bags and tailgate.
Sure.
You try to get to Wrigley. You got to park an hour and a half away. Take a bus or a train in, and then you got to get there 5 hours early.
Okay.
I just want to remind you we're in Illinois.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're in Rockford.
What? Now we have to be Cubs fans because we're in Rockford.
No. I didn't say you have to be rooting for the Cubs.
Kind of
Although,
what you're
I'm actively not rooting for the Cubs. I can tell you that.
You're complaining about the challenges of getting to Wrigley Field.
Yes, which is very different than the rest of the state of Illinois.
It's a lot easier to get to the Hard Rock Casino Rockford.
It's a lot easier.
Field. Yeah, Soldier Field's no picnic either.
No, well, anything down there.
They won't have to for much longer. Right?
So I did not enjoy my experience going to Wrigley Field. It sounds like yours was better than mine.
Yeah, no, I had a great time. So, and I would argue, let me preface this by saying, I went around the ballpark. The question I asked for social media, we'll get that video up in the coming days.
Wait, you were there in a working capacity?
No, I was there for fun, but I also, whenever I'm at these events, enemy territory, I love talking to opposing fans about my team. So I was asking.
He was at the SEC baseball tournament randomly like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that was to watch a friend, and then I also asked about the Badgers. So, you know, take advantage of the opportunities.
All right, so
let me tell you something. Kind of guy you need on your team.
That's great.
He's out there. You understand when you do this job. The clock.
You're always on the clock.
Always on.
Stop.
Always on.
Riley, I'm proud of you, man. Kudos to you.
Thank you, Tausch.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. So
yeah.
Did you talk to any girls?
I enjoy it.
I think you went down there with a girl.
In a work capacity. No, I was with a couple of my guy friends, a couple of my roommates.
Were you guys
leave Riley alone. Let him live his life.
Were you guys chasing?
Did you write anybody a lengthy love letter?
Was there anything?
Drive back.
We were not chasing tail. We were not writing any AI poems to women down there.
I think you can say that. I don't know. We got another guy calling for old boy's job before he even started. And you're going to think he can't say chase and tail? I don't know what's legal and not on air, but I would think that this is more reasonable than that.
Anyway,
all right, continue.
Tell
us more, Riley.
I'm going around the ballpark. I'm asking, prove to me that Wrigley Field is better than American Family Field, which they gave some decent arguments, but ultimately was not convinced. But I will argue.
Outside of the history and Ivy.
Yeah, it's old.
What else?
History. And they said we don't change our name. Like, I know it as Miller Park, and now it's American Family Field. It's
get out of here with that. Come on.
So, I can't wait until they call it Milk Dud Field. Milk Duds takes over.
Exactly. But I would argue, at least for me, it is more fun to be an opposing fan, to be a fan at an away game, than it is to be a fan at your home ballpark.
Oh.
I love chirping. That's one of my favorite parts of the game. So I'm just constantly talking. The entire game, like, Isaac Collins made a great catch. Oh, PCA's not making that catch. Loud enough where the Cubs fans around me can hear it.
Yeah, he made a better catch.
It's later great,
in the
and
game.
then I was proven wrong later. But
then when
I left to go work, this Cubs fan, I could tell he's a diehard, sitting right to my left, tells my friends, and my friends told me this after the game, man, is your friend, is that buddy of yours, does he ever turn off his motor? Man, just keeps yapping. And then Found out after the game.
Just wait, your motor?
Yeah, my motor.
I can what see, kind of mileage
I
were you
see
getting?
You're very I could see you'd be very annoying.
Yeah.
I am very.
And you take pride in that,
yes,
it would appear.
I do. I take great pride in my instigating abilities at opposing stadiums. I thoroughly enjoy it.
All right, if I may interrupt. Do you want somebody like Riley? You just said you want somebody like Riley on your team,
yeah,
if he's getting content for social media,
yeah,
and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want a person like Riley in your group agitating and instigating? If you're on a road trip to opposing stadium, do you want him stirring the pot the way he clearly enjoys doing?
No.
I don't think I want him with me.
Depends what kind of mood I'm in.
I had a Riley-like friend who I'm actually golfing with later today, Dylan. When we went,
here is he?
You guys gonna golf in a rainstorm, huh?
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see what it looks like.
90% chance to rain today. That means it's gonna rain.
Tier three, Dylan.
At least 0.001%.
But we went to the Big Ten championship game in Indianapolis when the Badgers played Penn State in 2016, and he was yapping at the Penn State fans. And there were a few times where I thought, okay, like, I am not here to, you know, get in a fight in Indianapolis this weekend. I would simply like to watch our team and cheer on the Badgers and not get into something.
Yeah,
but we had to stand for our guy when he was yapping.
I'm super intrigued by this. How often do you do this, Riley? And has it ever had some unexpected, unintended consequences where maybe you didn't get your tail kicked, but you might have maybe been in position to get it kicked? Because you were irritating people to such a degree.
See, not that I can think of off the top of my head,
but
which
you
is
may have
probably
had a few beverages, mm-hmm, that made you forget that you were irritating
couple
people that
Coors
much.
Coors Lights and, yeah.
No, I can tell when I'm irritating people around me because typically they chirp
can you tell
back.
Now?
Yeah, yes. So when I hit the, oh, PCA is never making that catch. When PCA makes this crazy catch, the kids in front of me are like, oh, Jackson Turio is never making that catch.
And you got to take it.
Loud enough so I can hear it. And after the game, obviously, everyone's in my grill, so you just have to accept it. If you dish it out, you got to be willing to take it. But, again, the guy next to me who was annoyed with me said that he appreciated me yapping the entire time because it kept him more engaged and it made it that much better when the Cubs won. So I would argue I'm enhancing everyone's experience.
If you're going to yap, the Wrigley Bleachers is the place to do it. I will say that. More so than, you know, Section 231 at AmFam Field or anywhere else.
Is that your dad's section?
No, that's where we were last Wednesday, I think.
So you believe you enhance the people around you?
Well, that too, yeah.
You enhance the people around you's experience?
Yes. Would you rather, let me pose it this way, would you rather have a fan like me around that's annoying you and keeping you engaged in the game and making you hope something good happens for your team so I shut up? Or a bunch of people just looking down on their phone. Oh, like not paying attention
to
the
really
game.
Really good question.
So
I don't want to sit with you, Riley. I don't.
If I was one of the Cubs fans, or if this is inverse, and this is happening for me at a game at American Family Field with a Cubs fan next to me, if I am telling people about my experience afterward, I would say, man, there was this obnoxious Cubs fan next to us, and he was yapping the whole game, and it was so great when Churio came up with a big catch and a big home run late, and we got to give it right back to him and sent him home unhappy. I would enjoy that, but I would not enjoy the actual experience being at the game next to you.
So okay, that's fair.
If your team then loses and Yappy McYapperson also gets to walk out as a winner, then it really is not a good experience.
Then you just had a miserable time. Like, I'm questioning if I want to go back.
Good, because the Brewers keep the lights on at Wrigley. That was clear last night. Had a sellout.
Whoa, Riley.
Whoa, Nelly.
Jesse, anything to add?
I like AmFam Field, and you'd have a tough time convincing me to go to Wrigley over a game at home for the Milwaukee Brewers. I've been there, done that. Give me AmFam Field every day. You know the game's happening every day because the roof's over your head. You know you can park for a reasonable price and
so
tailgate.
So you don't like history and nostalgia and the quaintness and Wrigleyville. Like, you were in your 40s when you were in your 20s, so now you're really not interested.
That's rude. It's worth going to Wrigley once to say you did it. It's worth the pilgrimage one time to say, well, okay, you need to experience it.
I think Bears fans say the same thing about Lambeau.
It's a great question.
The one that I took there, he did, yes.
He said, the one where you dog sat for him for like 2 months?
No, a different one.
Okay.
But he said he wanted to go to a game at Lambeau. One time we went to a Packers-Bears game. The Packers walloped him on Sunday Night Football, which I guess kind of happened a lot over a decade and a half. But he said it was worth coming to Lambeau to say he experienced it one time. I'd say the same for Brewers fans going to Wrigley Field.
Okay.
But I don't think the experience at Wrigley is 10 times better than the experience at AmFam Field like a lot of Cubs fans would tell you.
I would agree. The only the coolest thing is in the bleachers, we are close to the baskets, that you feel like you're on top of the action. Like, I felt I'm like 20 feet away from Churio, and we're making eye contact at points throughout the game. Like, that was cool. But outside of that, totally agree, Jesse.
And he looked and said, hey, Riley, thanks for coming out tonight. We appreciate you instigating in the stands.
Those baskets are also stupid and shouldn't be legal.
Yes.
10 years ago, the Badgers basketball team made a run in March that was magical. Wisconsin basketball made them believe on Thursday, June 26th. Join the stars from that squad as they remember and celebrate the 2015 run to Indianapolis. Get your tickets to be part of this intimate night at the Orpheum Theater in Madison with Frank Kaminsky, Sam Decker, Josh Gosser, and yes, Bo Ryan. UWHoops2015.com is the website for tickets. UWHoops2015.com. Get your tickets now. Hear the untold stories, the memories that went through that season, and some special guests who are sure to make the night one you won't want to miss. Again, it's Made in Believe, a celebration of the 2015 UW basketball team, June 26th at the Orpheum Theater. Tickets on sale now at UWHoops2015.com. We'll wrap things up from Hard Rock Casino Rockford next. It's Wilde and Tausch. He's got a Chevrolet. All right, we've already run out of time. We've overstayed our welcome, but we're going to stick around a little while here at Hard Rock Casino Rockford. Two things. One, thanks to Gary for coming out.
Gary,
one of many, many
Gary,
Wilde
Gary.
And Tausch regular listeners who've made the trip. Secondly, Riley, I don't think Josh DiMaggio is a big fan of your approach.
Ridiculous.
At games.
Personal hell.
Sitting next to Riley sounds like my personal hell, respectfully. I'd rather sit next to a feral cat at a baseball game.
Hey, he said respectfully.
He threw respectfully in there.
That
so
is
I
nice
can't
to be respectful.
So I would say this. I think you're right, Riley. I think you two should go to a game together.
Content.
And have that video recording going on.
And take
on
a feral cat.
Yeah.
Let's see what really happens.
See which is better.
Cat night at the ballpark. That's it for us today. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Thanks to Hard Rock Casino Rockford for having us back a second time. It is a beautiful place. Come on down. It's less than an hour away.
58 minutes.
From the greater Madison area. It's an easy, quick trip. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.